The following guided meditation was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Sit in a comfortable way, upright way. Take a couple of longer, deeper breaths if you'd like to help settle into the experience of the body. And eventually allow the body to do the breathing. Trust the body to do the breathing. And just as we were chanting now, this is our opportunity to rediscover, to find the quality of tenderness as we open to the movement of sensation, the movement of breath, the movement of sound, and to cultivate this interested and tender, kind, patient relationship with these experiences of sensation, sound, the reality of being in the moment, in the experience of the body, connecting and allowing this experience to be the way it is now. So in a more visceral sense, it means a willingness to soften, a willingness to relax, not to have a contentious relationship with how the body is or what's happening in the moment. In a very simple way, kindness, love, compassion. It's really more about the absence or the dropping away of resistance, the dropping away of judgment, and basically any controlling habit that would otherwise be operating in the body and mind. We just let those controlling, aversive, fear-based habits, we just let them cease. We stop feeding them. And then our experience of being present becomes more simple, more beautiful. And we call this kindness or love or compassion or relating skillfully with the way it is right now. But it mostly involves a willingness to allow these unwholesome qualities to drop away through the mind, through the wisdom in the mind, not feeding them. Realizing, I don't need to be tight. I don't need to be controlling. I don't need to want things to be different than they are right now. It's not that the moment is perfect, but I don't need to actively be trying to make things different than they are right now. In fact, it's possible to cultivate an intimate, interested presence with the body and the breath moving in the body, using this training ground of bodily sensations and the breath as sensation, as a training ground to learn again how to connect and sustain this kind presence here in the present moment. A willingness to begin again and again. Notice the healing effect of this continuity of present moment awareness. And some of our most important teachers are the different distractions that arise that challenge this continuity of present moment awareness. So train the mind to notice distraction as just something being known, just another present moment experience being known, of thought, of emotion, whether pleasant or unpleasant or neutral. Let there be at least a momentary connection with these distractions, where the wisdom in the mind realizes it's just this being known. It's just this unpleasantness being known or being felt. Well, can this be okay? Is it safe to relax and allow, knowing that things come and go? This is how we practice. And then return to the training ground of being intimate with sensation, the breath as sensation, whole body as sensation. Again, the training is to connect and sustain this non-judging, interested presence. To begin again and again and again. So we're going to continue now in silence. the effort we make in practice is quite refined. So if ever you find the mind or body getting tight, it probably means that the quality of your effort is off. So one way to better understand what the Buddha means by good effort or right effort is this effort to remember. So the mind is remembering the possibility of connecting with the present moment. The mind is remembering to sustain this present moment awareness, to allow things to be the way they are, as opposed to resist or control, try to get something or get rid of something. So there's the remembering to connect, the remembering to allow, and then quite naturally there's this remembering to understand, oh, it's just this. Or you're understanding it's just nature, the movement of nature, causes and conditions. It's not really personal. Whether you're aware of the activity of your own mind, that's not really personal. Or the activity of the body, a sensation, that's also not personal. Or the activity of sound, or whatever it might be. The activity of the body and mind, or the activity of the present moment, what's coming and going, we understand, we remember to understand, it's just what it is. It's nature. It's the nature of this experience to come and go in the way it's coming and going. So we're just remembering. The effort is to remember these three things. Remembering to connect with the present moment, to know it's like this. Remembering to sustain this present moment awareness. And remembering to understand it's just causes and conditions unfolding as they're meant to do now in this moment. Neither good nor bad, just the way it is. So for a few more moments, we continue our practice. not afraid to be right in the middle of things, understanding in a simple way that it feels like this, this experience of the body and mind that's unfolding here, a willingness to be open or sensitive, non-judging. And if you can, comprehending, understanding its impersonal nature, that it is nature that is unfolding in the body, outside of the body, in the heart and mind, everywhere. Causes and conditions, thoughts, emotions, sensations, sound, image. Is it safe to let everything move? To allow things to be the way they are, is that safe? Experiencing the calmness of non-resistance, non-hate, non-fear, which is really the same as love, a willingness to be intimate or close. Close with this life as it actually is. And if you can, for the last minute or so, feeling that expansive quality of love, very natural love. It's not about love for any particular person or for yourself. Although it does include yourself and other beings, you feel that quality of the heart that cares, that's willing to be touched and close and feel, not afraid of life being the way that it is right here and now, willing to be tender and awake, interested even, and calm, peaceful. It's this collected and calm and kind heart, mind, that can see things as they are, can have insight, and therefore become a wiser, kinder, more skillful human being.